Listener Production.
Good morning with your latest local news. I'm Courtney Thomas. Detectives have charged two people from the Mackay region with 25 offences after officers were injured when a stolen car crashed into an unmarked police vehicle at Rocky View. Police say the grey Land Cruiser ute was travelling on the wrong side of the road on Wellington Court around 9 p.m. on Saturday when the collision occurred. The two officers were taken to hospital stable with leg injuries. The 23-year-old driver of the vehicle is due in Rocky Court today, while his passenger, a 22-year-old woman, will appear in the Mackay Court next month. The Forensic Crash Unit is calling for witnesses or those with relevant dashcam to come forward as they continue to investigate a serious crash at Bajula at the weekend. A 45-year-old man sustained critical head injuries and is currently in a Brisbane hospital after the car he was in lost control and hit a tree on Saturday. Queensland Police have confirmed security is being bolstered at our major shopping centres as a precautionary measure. Following on from the Bondi Junction stabbing attack, six people were killed on Saturday. Flags across the country will be held at half-mast today to pay tribute to those lost. And could paid internships be the key to boosting our education workforce? Queensland Teachers Union Vice President Leah Olsen says they've seen an increase in people aged 35 and over choosing the profession as a new career. She says providing paid internships and other incentives like housing could secure more teachers for schools across CQ.
A lot of them have families or responsibility, so it's really important that they can continue to be paid while they're studying, but also when it's time to go out into a regional or remote area, making sure we've got childcare, housing available.
Just updating local sport and checking on QRL. The Central Queensland Capras have dropped to 9th on the Host Plus Cup ladder after suffering a 30-point loss to the Devils in round 5. They'll be looking for redemption on Sunday when they clash a refreshed Tigers outfit. While in the BMD Premiership, CQ were also defeated by North Devils at the weekend.